What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All of that grooming, Roger, has paid off, and it is grooming. Democrats grooming their sheeple with lies, hysteria, Hitler, 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 fascist Nazi Hitler, all for Donald Trump enforcing what he's on the books, the laws on the books. Democrats have groomed their crazy followers to get to exactly the point we're at this morning.
I truly can't believe this is the lightest story of the day when I'm about to read words of called violence and blood, but here we go. A new report showing the Democrat Party is struggling to cope with Trump's push to combat illegal immigration. One House Democrat telling Axios, quote, "Our own base is telling us that what we're doing is not good enough, that there needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public." While another says civility is not working and that they should prepare for violence to fight to protect our democracy. And another went as far as to say, quote, "Some of them have suggested what we really need to do is be willing to get shot when visiting ICE facilities or federal agencies." And we're already seeing a rise in violence against our own law enforcement with a suspect using an assault rifle to shoot at a Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas, injuring at least one officer before he himself was shot and killed.
So the murder, attempted murder of ICE, Roger, this morning you are filling in for Lee, has begun.
Yeah.
Has begun. Now we've got two of these overnight, the McAllen ambush by a liberal lunatic in full tactical gear, opening fire on the federal building as federal agents tried to arrive for work. And we're just finding out all the details over the last 24, 48 hours of this other ambush by liberal lunatics in Alvarado, that ICE facility there. And as we get details of that, we had some of this yesterday on the show, but boy, this is terrifying.
Yeah, the shooting in McAllen was right across the street from the airport. They had to shut that down the whole time during that episode.
Yeah, because this is a terror attack by the left on our soil. We used to see this kind of guerrilla warfare, and we wrote about it, talked about it for many years in this country, and it would be in places like Guatemala and unstable regimes like Haiti. Now the left has brought it here, and you're seeing this. This is amazing. In the Alvarado case, which was done on the 4th of July, 11 people have been arrested in a planned ambush on an ICE facility. 10 to 12 individuals wearing black bloc, so traditional Antifa clothing. They are, after all, Democrats. That's how they dress. They're street thugs. They want to be known and seen. This is an attempt to instill terror when you see them in black bloc. That's what this is. It's straight out of Nazi Germany and the clashes between the communists who would wear black bloc and the fascists who would wear brown shirts and brown outfits. Yep. The Democrats are resurrecting this on American streets. By the way, they control both sides, the browns and the blacks. So they've opted for the black clothing. This is where we are. Okay, officials say 10 to 12 individuals, military-style clothing, fired fireworks to lure officials out of the ICE facility while the gunman in the woods shot at what they thought was an ICE officer, but was actually an Alvarado police officer responding. He got hit in the neck. The liberal lunatics did not manage to get a kill this time. 10 suspects, mostly from North Texas, are charged with the attempted murder of the federal officer.
An ambush sniper, yeah.
Yeah, so two ambushes in the last week.
They found on the case of the guy in Texas, down in McAllen, one Ryan Luis Mosqueda. Mm-hmm. In addition to the assault rifle that he was carrying and a utility vest, you know, ammo vest, they found another rifle with more ammunition and backpacks he had brought along, leading to the possibility there may have actually been others who got away.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Still looking at that. Now, we are tracking this, and I had this on the show yesterday, Roger. I didn't hear anybody else talk about this. I think it got lost in the long weekend and all the news that was broken. This is, by my count, the fourth murder attempt in a week by the left of federal agents, not the second, as will be reported in most cases, because yesterday I went deep into what is happening in Portland. And what they are doing there is exactly what they tried to do in L.A., and that is they are sending the same black bloc-clad individuals, terrifying looking individuals.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
They surround the ICE facilities in Portland where there is no National Guard yet. And what they do, this is a tactic they pioneered during the Summer of Love, Roger. They will take industrial plywood. Right, not the kind your kid does school projects with, but I'm talking about industrial scale plywood, thick.
Yeah, heavy duty stuff.
Heavy duty. They build homes out of it.
Sure.
And they will nail it across the entrances, or they'll hold it across the entrances to keep the ICE agents from exiting the federal building.
Oh boy.
Then they throw the Molotov cocktail into the building to burn them alive. They have actually, and that was during the Summer of Love. They were doing a lot of that. They've actually have come up with a more brilliant tactic. They are taking those. You know those big industrial heavy trash cans?
Mm-hmm.
We have several outside of here, right? You find them outside of restaurants.
Dumpsters, very heavy.
Dumpsters, very, very heavy. Very, very large dumpsters. And they can stretch, 10 feet, 15 feet. You get a really big one. And they roll them across the entrances to block the exit. Then they throw the Molotov cocktail in to try to set the place on fire, execute the ICE agents. This happened twice in Portland over the weekend. If you want to watch it go down, you can go on my X feed and scroll down a couple of days. You'll be able to see it. It was covered. Did not make national news, and I don't know why, but it was covered extensively in Portland, and you can see the video of it there. They had to use rubber bullets, snipers on the roof, and tear gas. So this is just for federal agents, immigration agents, to be able to come and go without being murdered. I don't know how they're going to be able to park their cars and walk in anymore without liberal lunatics executing them, Roger.
I read the Axios piece on the Democrat Congress, members of Congress who were quoting some of their constituents. You're right. There's no end in sight.
No.
To this.
No. And this is going to be a major focus of this show and I think talk radio today. Headlined, if you want to read it, and you should read it, because this is a major historical turning point in the United States of America. Headline, Democrats told to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance. And they're interviewing 9 of them anonymously.
Of course, that was the big point, that none of them were being quoted by Axios.
No. At town halls in their districts and one-on-one meetings with constituents and activists, Democrat members of Congress are facing a growing thrum of demands to break the rules, fight dirty, not be afraid to get hurt. House Democrats told Axios they see growing anger among their base that has in some ways morphed into disregard for American institutions, political traditions, and even the rule of law. And their constituents are telling them, we want you to get shot trying to breach these ICE facilities.
Yeah, take one for the, whatever, the cause.
Roger, let me ask you a question here, okay? If their objection is they don't like the enforcement of federal law on the books against violent, illegal immigrant criminals and gang members. If they don't like that, right?
Yeah.
Instead of trying to kill ICE, how about change the law? Why not peacefully campaign for open borders? Do it up. Be honest. This is what you want, right? You're willing to kill to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Change the law.
Yeah, what a novel idea.
Go ahead, make the argument to the American people that we need open borders, we need more MS-13 gangsters, we need more dead Lake and Rileys. It's a small cost for letting another 12 million in, that we need open borders. It's the only way forward. This is what you're fighting for with blood in the streets. Change the law, and ICE won't be able to do this.
Yeah, it's a tough platform, but you can state those issues clearly and see how that flies. Sure.
Well, see, but that's not what they want. They don't want to tell the American people what they want.
Oh,
okay.
Because they'll lose, even bigger than they're losing now. They want to lie, cheat, steal, and violently insurrect their way to it.
Not that we don't have a history of that in U.S. politics, but this looks like a whole new era.
And yet, you will not find anywhere recent weeks, as they're advocating now for violence in the killing of ICE agents, you will not find anywhere a Democrat making the argument, hey, let's just change the law and have open borders.
Yeah, not where they're quoted anyway, and not where they're identified.
No, but they're willing to kill for it.
When they're not being quoted and they're not being identified.
Right.
Yeah. Makes a difference.
It's unbelievable. I mean, there's an honest way to do this. Make the argument to the American people, see what they think. But they don't want to do that. Roger, you know why? They want to replace the American people with a shadow nation that they have imported 20 to 50 million strong and outvote us. Yeah, that's the plan.
What do we like? Oh, I don't know, something like a deep state?
Yeah, with its own voters, its own government buried inside of government and its own voters, just waiting for the moment that it can come out into the light. So much insane news today. I'm just getting started. Stay tuned.
See ya.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.